UConn wins the Big East Women's Tournament Championship for the 23rd time.
Nice. 23 times. Damn.
23 times.
At that point, the other team was just like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going to bother playing. They're going to win again 24 times, 25 times, 26 times. They don't even play anymore. Just win by...
It's not the team that they beat 23 times. They won the Big East Tournament Championship 23 times.
Gotcha.
So they're always playing against different teams in the championship.
Right. I'm going to get a field goal.
That's why AJ's not in sports. He would just give up.
Exactly.
Why play when I could just sit here and have fun?
I'll do video games instead.
Why be humiliated?
Exactly. I do it by myself.
I put this chip in the thing, and then I could save a thing.
It's called a game, Genie.
Yeah. All right. A 9-year-old uses the Heimlich maneuver to save the life of his choking friend. Here's the news report.
The playground, where many good childhood friendships begin.
We became friends when we first met.
For Raleigh Oak Charter Academy students Jaceon Branch and Danye Moore, their bond grew even stronger during recess on the basketball court.
So last week, we were playing basketball, and he ate a granola bar, and then we started playing longer until he started choking.
The unbelievable moment captured on school surveillance video.
You have to see this video, by the way.
Yeah.
This kid didn't even think.
It's instant.
Wow.
Yeah, he was right there.
Like a knee-jerk reaction?
It's almost like, you see the one kid, like, you could begin to choke.
Uh-huh.
And the other kid just walks over. 1, 2, 3. Done. Nice. Let's get back to playing basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your shot.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
Right. The game was important. Too much time for recess.
Really, kid, he didn't even blink.
Nice.
The unbelievable moment captured on school surveillance video. You can see Danye in the dark-colored shirt begin to bend over, struggling to breathe. Jaceon, in white, noticed immediately and came to his rescue, squeezing his abdomen to expel the food.
He was trying to say, hold on, but he couldn't because he was choking. I didn't know he was actually choking. So I just did my thing, which was a Heimlich.
The 9-year-old.
A Heimlich.
A Heimlich. So right.
Cute. He did a Heimlich.
I licked his Heimie.
Stop.
9. 9 years old, AJ.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Relax, people.
9.
Relax, Phil.
9.
Yeah, 9. I said, keep moving. It's called a joke.
Anyway, good.
The 9-year-old did do his thing. He performed a life-saving technique without hesitation.
I learned it from YouTube.
The observant quick learner became an...
Learned it from YouTube? So not even his mother.
Right. That is the best thing that YouTube's ever done.
Seriously.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow. It's challenges and way to save your life after the challenge.
I still can't dice an onion properly after watching that on YouTube. So, like, this kid's unbelievable.
Yeah, and he looked like a pro.
Yeah, he did. Like, he had done it dozens of times already.
Probably dying to do it to somebody.
Yeah.
Probably gave him the granola bar. Here, chew this. Just don't take big bites and just swallow. Watch this.
All right.
The observant quick learner became an instant hero in the eyes of his friend.
Not a hero.
Can you tell me?
Sorry, let's stop. Hold on. Not a hero.
Didn't risk his own life doing so.
I feel like I got to turn Roots Mike on now. Right.
How is he not a hero?
He's not a hero. He did the right thing. That's not a hero. It's not heroic.
Didn't risk his life saving somebody.
Heroic is when you put your safety on the line for somebody
else. You run in and you pull him out. That's heroic.
I don't even think it's heroic for a dad to save his child. I think that that's instinct.
Right.
Yeah, I think if you do, like, you run into a burning building to save someone you never met.
Right.
That's heroic.
That's heroic, yeah. Or someone you do
if you're
know.
A cop and you go into a dangerous situation to protect people you never met, that's heroic.
You take the last slice of pizza, that's heroic.
If you're a service person, you go to another country, fight in a war.
Right.
You put yourself at risk to protect people you never met. That's heroic.
Right.
You're putting yourself above all others.
Mm-hmm. Right. So granola bar,
who just wants to keep the basketball game going.
Right.
Not so much.
Because Gavone friend choked.
Could he at least be a good Samaritan?
He's a good Samaritan. Yes. That's exactly okay. What he is. But he should get the Good Samaritan Award.
Who's a good Sam?
Yeah.
Who's a good Sam?
That's the next story I want to see. I want to see him getting the award from the mayor.
Who's a good Sam?
I want that kid sitting in the seat on the airplane, the emergency exit seat. He's going to know what to do. He reacts good, you know?
Yeah. Jennifer and I had that seat on vacation.
Oh.
To and from Florida.
Yeah.
And they don't let you get on the plane unless you answer the question.
Yeah.
Hey, are you able to do the door if there's an emergency? I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm on vacation.
I had that seat going to LA.
Does that mean I'm the first one out?
Yeah.
I'll make sure. Or do I have to help every one of these people out of the plane?
I'll lead the way. Watch
what if
this.
I pass out?
You can tell me anything you want. That plane goes down, you open that door, you run.
Tell you what, I'll do all of that if you can give me more leg room and an extra armrest.
Right. Yeah, right.
Balls in your court.
And a meal.
That's what we did. We bought the first row in a Velo. Now, when you buy the first row on Breeze, it feels like first class.
Uh-huh.
When you buy it on a Velo, it kind of feels like, you know, every single person's walking right by you with their suitcases and stuff, and there's nothing in front of you, and it's just kind of weird.
It's awkward.
It's like that awkward seat on the train where you're just facing the wall, and you're like, I guess I'll just stare at this for 3 hours. I don't know.
Exactly.
I must have been bad. Yeah.
All right, back to this kid.
The hero.
Not a hero.
The observant, quick learner became an instant hero in the eyes of his friend.
Not a hero.
Can you tell me, how were you feeling when all of that was going on?
I felt surprised.
Jason's dad tells me he panicked when he initially saw a missed call from the school.
I've had to be called to the school before for him. But I was hoping this time it was. I was like, oh, my God.
You're like a hit.
Don't let this be this. And
exhale.
Here we go again.
He's like, yeah, I've been divorced. Called by the school for him.
Right. And other issues.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It wasn't saving people.
Right. But this time.
So this is a good call.
This time was different.
Yeah. He was at lunch. He was like, nah, you can wait.
Right.
I'm not answering this.
So I got the voicemail and he told me it was all good news. And I was like, cool.
What did he say? Wait, what did he say?
He got the voicemail.
Oh,
I thought he said he got divorced.
That's what I heard too.
Why are you bringing that into this?
Right. Not about you. Not about you.
Okay.
So I got the voicemail and he told me it was all good news and I was like, cool.
A sigh of relief. And now the parents coming together, watching the video back for the first time, still in disbelief.
It was surprising. So I'm just thankful that, you know, his friend was able to demonstrate that on him.
And while
I don't even know what she said. Hold on 1 second. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
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 Yeah, you're on.
Are you choking?
What do you got?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to turn down my volume.
Thank you.
Very good.
As a parent of four young boys, I think personally calling him a hero and his friends calling him a hero is really going to do something to boost his confidence and make him feel good. I think it's great that his friends call him a hero.
Okay, everyone's a hero.
That great.
Everyone's a hero. Everyone's a hero.
No, this is a participation.
You're an adult.
The kids. You're a hero.
You're an adult. You're an adult, and you understand it, but a hero kid, to him, he saved that kid's life. He's a hero.
I'm not an adult. Hey, ask anyone.
Did he save his life? Do we know? Maybe there was air getting in there. We don't know.
Right.
Are there different levels of hero?
Why would you knock him down? Would you walk up to that kid and say, hey, you're not a hero? Yeah, you saved him. He could have choked to death, but why would you walk up to him and say you're not a hero?
Wait, so there's different levels of... hero. So if you're under 10,
okay,
you could just give the Heimlich and you're a hero.
Right.
Right.
Right. The under
but
10
if you're
hero.
30,
right,
the level's higher? Or if I give the Heimlich at 30 years old to somebody, am
you
I a hero?
No, you're a regular person. That
I'm a good
be a
Samaritan.
Then.
You did good.
A 10-year-old, that's kind of impressive.
Do you know it now? What are you supposed to do? What's the first thing?
You call
in
somebody.
This day and age.
They don't know.
Are you talking to us?
Yeah. If you had to. If AJ's choking right now, you
got
to say
I got
life.
An idea, Phil. Why don't you start choking on something and see how... Watch us come to your rescue.
This kid knew what to do.
I know what to do.
What is it?
Laugh.
You put your... You do the Heimlich.
No, it doesn't sound very convincing.
Do you put it over the belly button or in the little
right
crevice over here?
Right below the rib cage.
Okay.
Right.
He knows.
And thrust.
That'd be it right now. I get gas right now. Yeah. Good idea.
Anyway, back to you. So you think everyone's a hero?
I did. Those are your words, not mine. I'm telling you, as a father of four young boys, if one of my kids saved another kid's life, whether he did that pulling him out of the way of a train or giving him the Heimlich, I'm going to call him a hero. And I think a lot of
pulling him out of the way of a train is heroic because he's putting himself next to that train.
You can both get hit. Yeah,
that's heroic.
Yeah,
the Heimlich is not in danger.
You finish the bar.
All right. Well, if you're ever choking and someone saves your life, just remember that.
I'm going to call him a good Sam. All right. Hold on.
Thank you, good Sam.
Did he hang up?
Thank you, good Sam. Thank you, good Sam.
I didn't want him to hang up.
No, no.
And I appreciate him being a father of four young boys. That's not easy.
No.
I almost want to call him a hero for that.
Right.
Does anyone know what I mean? I just don't want the word to be watered down to where it's like, yeah, we're all heroes.
We use hero. Yeah, I walked to school today. Yeah. I'm a hero.
You showed up for school. You're a hero.
Yeah. Right. We do use it way too often.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
That kid's ruined forever, though. All the teachers be like, oh, you didn't do your homework? You can look up Heimlich maneuvers on YouTube, but you can't, like, do your math homework?
Right. Okay, you can't look at a granola bar anymore.
Anytime there's, like, some kind of, like, important decision that's supposed to be made, they're going to look at him and like, well,
yeah, right.
Donnie knows what to do.
Right. Hey, Heimlich, get over here.
But what 9-year-old looks up Heimlich maneuver on YouTube? I'd be like not looking up.
That's Heimlich the question. I wish they asked him. Yeah. Why were you watching that?
Yeah.
How does that come up?
Did your mother show you? Did your father show you? Did,
right.
Yeah, because he class? Said YouTube. He didn't say health class.
He didn't say mom.
He didn't say, I'm getting swimming lessons. We all have to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said YouTube.
Maybe it was something before something he really wanted to watch, like those little commercials.
Yeah, maybe there's a baby in the infomercial family, and they wanted him to know, like, so they just pulled it up and showed him.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea. Maybe it worked.
Not a hero.
Yeah. did a good thing. Did a good thing.
Good Samaritan.
Did a good thing.
Good egg.
Did a good thing.
Good Samaritan.
Good kid.
Great thing he did. And I got to tell you, I'm still shocked at how there's not even a thought. As soon as this kid started choking, he walked right over.
Yeah.
Thrust, thrust, thrust.
Yeah.
Boom. Let's get back to playing basketball.
Maybe they shut him up. I'm winning.
We need to play My Hero next. Is that in the queue?
Have you ever choked on anything? AJ?
Yeah, the lifesaver. But luckily, it flipped around and the hole part came through. I sounded like that noise for a while until it finally melted enough to go down.
Right.
Yeah. Cherry lifesavers twice. Yeah. Same damn thing. Mm-hmm. You?
Various things. never where I felt like this could be
in danger, yeah.
The piece of cheese is my favorite.
Well, Phil, didn't you try to eat a dumpling like a duck?
Dale dumpling nearly took me out.
Yeah.
I was home alone.
Swallowed the whole damn thing. Like,
well, I
like a pelican.
I bit down and then I hiccuped. And the thing just hit the back of my throat, and you feel it sliding down.
That was God at work.
I really had zero air.
So
it wasn't even a little bit. Yeah.
That's scary.
Right. It was a cold dumpling, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It stuck it right out of the fridge. I'm like, I'm eating this.
Sticky to the back of your throat.
Don't end by a dumpling. Just dumpling.
You know, I don't think they report on those stories, because I don't... People must die like this.
Yeah.
Alone.
I bet you.
Alone?
Yes.
Choking on, you know, a piece of food got stuck in there.
I bet you Darwin Awards would definitely have a bunch of that. People choking on food.
There were like 20 seconds. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to go run into traffic and flag a car down and
you
have
get
them
a chair.
Save me.
Yeah, you run into a chair.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you
use
a chair.
Yep.
I didn't watch the YouTube video on chair safety.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
they had that in school for me. They showed us the Heimlich.
Yeah. Well, first, I gotta say, are you choking to yourself? Universal sign.
This is a weird one, but I once asked a limo driver, "Have you ever had anyone famous in your car?" And he said, "Yeah, the guy who invented the Heimlich, Dr. Heimlich.
Wow,
I had him in the car.
Damn,
I'm like, holy crap!
Cool.
Right?
You know how many people are alive today because he figured that out?
That's why he's a limo.
Yeah, right. He's probably going to a conference to talk about the Heimlich maneuver,
right?" Basically, what I'm all choked up.
Yeah. Is there anything left of this report?
And while
they talked to the kid who was choking.
And while Donye is a 7-year-old with very brief words.
How did it feel to have a friend come and help you?
Good.
He lights up playing with his
kid. Good. I don't want to talk about it, lady. Thanks.
I don't know. Yeah. I think he might still be choking.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't you sound, better check his throat.
Didn't sound healthy.
All he could get out was, good.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Comedian Emily Ciero in studio.
Morning.
Hey,
morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How would you like the lady in this audio clip on the roof of your car?
I'm going to kill you!
This week? It happens.
Did she come with the car purchase?
Right. Yeah. I paid extra for that, yeah.
It all started with a road rage incident. Let's play the clip.
The whole clip? Or
yeah, go ahead.
You've never seen a road rage incident like this.
I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!
The woman.
Would you say that's a 10 on a 10 scale?
I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
Out
yes.
of the car.
Yeah.
On the other car, that's, screaming, "You're gonna kill them!"
That's volcanic.
Oh, yeah.
That's
maybe
a 10.
11.
Yeah.
That's
a, yeah. That could be 11, like off the chart.
Yeah.
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 On her own chart.
Yeah, she definitely lost it.
You know what? Maybe the 10 is actually killing the person. This is, we're at a 9.
Okay. We're at a solid 9.
A good 9, yeah.
Solid 9.
Right.
The woman sprawled across the hood is going nuts.
You're dead!
You can see the crazed woman through the windshield.
I know what you're thinking. What would bring this woman to such rage?
Right.
The woman that is driving the car that she's on the roof
the
of?
The victim, yes.
Just beep the horn.
Oh, damn.
That's it.
Wow. I had to honk my horn this morning.
Right.
What?
I've never touched my horn.
Somebody
ever.
Was asleep at a green light. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Go!
I'll give the beep right away. You got 1 second. Boop!
Yeah, this right. is it.
Wow.
Just a horn honk. This is not a long 3 mile ramping up
back and forth,
cut you
back,
off,
back,
cut yeah. me off, cut you off
just
again.
Break
check, middle thing. This was just
swerve close.
Off.
Yeah,
I beeped the horn. She got out of the car and was on my hood, screaming at me, trying to punch her way through the windshield.
Wow,
you're dead.
Wow,
so she stopped her car and the traffic.
Yeah,
I give the woman in the car a lot of credit.
Oh my god,
I was watching the video and I'm like, if I'm in the scenario, I'm gonna do about 20 miles an hour forward and then hit the brakes
yep.
and hit reverse quick.
Exactly,
I gotta get her off the car.
Yeah,
like
scratching the paint.
She looked like she was going through that windshield and was going to make good on her promise to kill the lady.
Yeah.
She had something in her hand at
windshield
some point.
Wiper. The windshield wiper. She tore off the car.
No, she's hitting the windshield.
Yeah, with the
windshield wiper. That was with
she
the wiper? Ripped, it yeah. looked bigger.
Yeah,
she ripped the
arm.
Wiper off. Yeah,
I saw
thought
that.
It was a club or something.
Yeah, it did.
It was a whole arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she'd taken her shoe off for a second. I was like, oh, wow.
You could tell she just wasn't in her right mind.
Ashton Miano says she had just left work and was on her way to pick up her son when it happened.
So what led to the angry confrontation? Moments earlier, Ashton Miano says she honked her horn at another motorist who had just cut her off. Next thing she knows, the motorist is jumping on her hood, screaming.
After I honked, she slammed on brakes immediately and put her car in park and got out immediately yelling, screaming. Asking what the problem was.
At one point, she yanked off the windshield.
Wow. Damn, man.
Whoa.
Cut back on caffeine or what?
Damn. Woman's Thursday. She's getting crazy before it.
Wow.
Woo.
She must work at some, like, consumer complaint line or something.
Right. Finally had enough.
All day, right. People complaining. Yes, have a nice day.
Right.
Hello? Okay, thank you.
Well,
hello.
Well,
okay, thank you.
And finally said, you know what, that's it. You actually heard a snap first.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yep.
That's a pop.
Yeah.
That's a pop brought on by a lot of other things.
And if you watch the video, she left her car in front of her, so left her door open. I'm like, oh, someone please hit that door and take the door off the car.
Oh, my
her
God.
Car. Awesome.
That is rage.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
sounds like the lady from the kid in the movie Better Off Dead. I want my $2.
The newsboy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
$2.
$2.
Thank you.
At one point, she yanked off the windshield wiper. Then she repeatedly hits the glass. She is relentless.
Oh.
I did realize that.
Oh, that sounds like the beginning of Iron Man.
Yeah.
A little slow.
I am crazy lady.
I am going to kill you.
Wow. I did realize that she couldn't get to me where I was, which is why I stayed in the car.
Passing motorists were stunned.
You got to see her hair. Like her hair is just so blown out.
Like Medusa, snake-haired Gorgon. Yep.
And
it's a total loss of control.
All you got to do.
Total.
Start blowing her kisses.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Hair tie, girl.
No, better yet.
Just get a little crazy.
Better yet, you keep her on the hood and go for a car wash.
It would have been funny to hit the windshield wiper fluid.
That's what I would have done.
Like,
yeah.
At your disposal right
when she started grabbing the wipers, my thought was, just turn them on. I'm just going to turn them on right now.
Blue fluid.
Yeah.
And then hit the horn.
Really got her going.
Yeah.
Yep.
You like beeping, right?
Right. Just lean the horn.
People are jerks to me, I'm just super nice. I just like go the opposite, and it's the best. Oh, it's the best.
Because it sets them off.
Wow, yep. She brought me a sandwich.
Wow, this woman is bananas.
Yeah.
I want to know more. I want to know what brought her to this place.
Yeah, what made her lose her ass?
Like, this is a fun episode of a nice episode of a show.
Right.
No, I think it's fun. No one died.
The episode starts right here.
Yes.
And then the alarm clock goes off.
Right.
We go backwards. We relive her day with her.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What led to this?
We see her awful morning, awful job.
She burnt her toe. She spilled her coffee.
Stubbed her toe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm picturing the car she like put in park too. It's probably a crappy car.
Stepping cat puke barefoot. Yep.
She gets in. She didn't put gas in the car the night before. She's got to stop on her way there.
Right.
She's just every little thing.
Right. Everything goes bad at work. She gets fired. She had to carry her box out to the car.
Right.
Yeah.
She had non-caffeinated coffee.
And she got pulled over.
Right.
Because she rolled a stop sign.
Right. Yeah. Realized we're in two different shoes. Yep.
As an actor, that'd be a fun scene to do. I love doing angry scenes, you know.
Right.
That'd be fun.
Picturing at some point she's like walking somewhere, she gets sprayed by a puddle.
Right. Someone drives by
on a sunny day.
I'm going to kill you. Wow. Do we have her rant without the person talking on top of it?
Just from the beginning.
I'm going to kill you.
Over a horn.
You're dead.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
What state was this?
Catatonic. No idea.
It doesn't have it in my version of the story.
Yeah.
I feel like we should know.
All right, a couple things. One, congratulations, UConn women. They won the Big East tournament, and it's their 23rd time.
Yay.
It's almost like old hat for them.
Yeah.
We're very spoiled here in Connecticut.
Still excited, though.
Pizza, basketball.
Right.
And just as a follow-up to the brush fires we were covering yesterday on Long Island over the weekend, it turns out that it may have been a family making s'mores that started the whole thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
Gotta have those s'mores.
Dozens of investigators tasked with determining the origin of Saturday's brush fires on Long Island have linked the blaze to a backyard in Manorville. Officials said yesterday that the fires were sparked accidentally after people in a backyard were attempting to make s'mores Saturday morning. The people started a fire, tried to use cardboard to ignite the flame.
In high wind outside.
Good strong idea. Weekend winds helped whip the embers across the East End to East Mauritius, Eastport, and finally West Hampton.
Over s'mores. No, it's not even good.
Just the West Hampton Pines fire alone burned an estimated 600 acres.
Damn, that scooter pie.
That's some s'mores.
Yep.
Enjoy
every bite.
That is not worth it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a great dessert.
It's pretty easy to track down where it started from.
Yeah.
Where did the first call come from?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
The first 911 call. Let's go knock on that door.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is devastating.
Do you eat s'mores after that? You were the people that started
never.
That? I could never.
Never.
Okay, guys, let's just tell stories.
Let's popcorn inside instead.
Yeah. Maybe don't even buy marshmallows.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Yeah, not one graham cracker.
Now, it's not confirmed, but they believe that that's what did it.
Highly suspicious.
It's not 100%, though, yeah. So if you know the people, leave them alone for now.
And stop making s'mores.
All right. All right. A Connecticut representative would like to make it illegal for you to review a business on social media. That representative is on the phone now. Good morning, Rep. Josh Elliott out of Hamden.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to say that I'm for free speech and less government. So typically, I would not like something like this because I don't like the government controlling what I say on social media. But I want to hear you out because, you know, I see businesses get trashed by people, and I'm like, these are good, hardworking people.
Yeah.
And let's at least have a conversation about this.
Gotcha.
So what's your bill?
Well, let's start off with this. What do you think the bill does?
Why don't you tell me? I didn't write it. What do you think? I wrote it? You people don't even read this stuff when you vote on it.
I know.
Get me to read it.
I was told not to read.
So what you said is not what the bill does.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So the bill goes after two specific places. It goes after businesses that basically create fake testimonials. So part of this bill is just saying that you have to have actually used the product if you're going to get paid by the business. You could even lie and say that you loved it. It doesn't matter. All that matters is you actually have to have used the business. The other is that businesses can't pay somebody, and this is not for a testimonialist like a celebrity or an influencer. This is just like a simple reviewer to give you a positive or negative review. So this just means that you as the consumer know that when you're seeing reviews on, I don't know, like Amazon, Google, wherever, that you actually know it's somebody who is just doing it of their own free will. And it also means that if somebody like Jimmy on Instagram and TikTok says that they, you know, really love this product, that they've actually tried it. That's it. That's all the bill does.
I love it.
This would have prevented the Fire Fest.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so not only that, but this is not new. This already exists at the federal level. So all we're doing is taking what the FTC put into place last year and turning it into now state law. This just means that if for some reason that there are changes at the federal level and they decide that they're going to scrap every single regulation that they have, we've put into place what took them a really long time to create, and we have those protections down in Connecticut specifically.
Okay, but let's just say you're an influencer and a company sends you a product and says, we'll give you some money to talk about this product.
Yeah.
How do you prove?
Totally fine.
That's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Because they got the product, they used it.
Yeah, you got to use it. Now, if they just like, if it sat in a box, if they paid some major celebrity or they gave them their product and the celebrity just said, yeah, sure, fine. Makes a post, makes a video, says I loved it, and they clearly didn't use it. Now, here's the thing.
Now, how do you figure out they clearly didn't use it?
Exactly.
Right.
This is a really, really hard thing to prove. So this is going to be going after egregious actors. We know this happens. We're going to be finding maybe, I don't know, 0.1% of them. It is only in instances where there's major red flags where it's going to be clear. Now, there's no way for an individual consumer, an individual like you or me, to sue the influencer, to sue the company. We can't do it. This would be coming exclusively from the Attorney General's office, and they don't have time to be going after spurious complaints.
Right.
They can only go after complaints where it's, again, so obvious, and they're going to win because they're not going to waste their resources on like marginally bad actors. These are really, really bad actors.
Representative Josh Elliott out of the 88th District from Hamden on the phone. Do you have a couple Connecticut influencers in mind that you would go after should this pass?
No, because this isn't about influencers. This is about businesses that are creating fake testimonials. In creating the language of this bill, you have to be talking about who could potentially be the recipient. But this isn't about going after bad influencers.
All right, so do you have an example of Connecticut businesses who have done this?
No. This is mostly.
But why are we doing it?
Because we know that it happens, at least across the U.S.
But you don't even have any. So you would reach. So our attorney general would reach across state lines to.
No.
What?
No.
Okay. No.
This is. We know that this happens in other places. So we are giving ourselves a cause of action here in Connecticut to make sure that it doesn't happen, or if it does, that we're able to stop it.
Preventive. Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't do anything about it, and then the consumer is left thinking that this thing is the best thing in the world when it's all fake.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm wondering what motivated you to do this if you don't have a couple in mind to go after immediately.
Because the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau and the FTC have put out tons of good regulations over the past couple of years, and we're just seeing a lot of those regulations and these agencies getting gutted right now. And so my interpretation is put a lot of these things into state law because they're really, really smart things. And this is, again, something that has been developed over the course of over the last 10 years or so. And this is the final linchpin was putting it into effect last year at the federal level. So whatever we're doing, you already can't be doing because the federal government can already be going after you. In fact, we are at much lesser than the federal government because they can go after a business for $50,000 per instance. That is for every person that watched a video that contains a fake testimonial. That company could be on the hook for $50,000 per watch.
Per watch.
We aren't even close to that. So just, again, anything that we're doing, you already can't be doing.
But you must have saw something that set you off for you to write this. No?
I'm like most legislators where good ideas don't just pop into my head. Good ideas come from other places.
Yeah,
and there are people that think about trade and think about policy day in, day out. So I know there's some folks that work in D.C. that worked at the FTC, so I'm working with them.
Okay. If you want some ideas from other places, I have some ideas.
Oh, again.
Yeah. Are they about brush fires?
No.
Not s'mores either.
Man. No s'mores on a windy day.
No, yes.
The people who drive slow in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passing lane. Oh, why can't we do something? That, to me, would make life in Connecticut better.
It would.
Yeah, I mean, we do have laws. It's not possible to uphold every law. The number of cops that you would need would be just...
And then why are you making this law for the internet? If you're just like, well, there's a lot of laws and we can't uphold them all, why would you make this one? This one seems stupid.
I'm a consumer. I'm a consumer like you. And I want to know that I'm just not being lied to. That's it. I want to make sure that these reviews aren't fake and I'm not being lied to. It's that simple.
Yeah. It's tough to go after, though, don't you think? Like, if you're driving slow in the left lane, you're not passing. That's a pretty easy one to identify.
Yeah.
But if you have a bunch of people, and you're going to have to go through and interview all these people, testimonials. Did you really try the product? It's a lot of work. Do we have that kind of manpower?
Exactly. No, but I think you're sort of making my point. It's not going to happen a lot. We're not going to effectuate this law all that often. It's only in the really, really bad instances, major actors trying to prove a point, going after the low-hanging fruit. This is not about small players. It's not about influencers. It's not about reviewers. It's not about small business. There's no way to know, and B, there's no real incentive to go after them because it doesn't send a message to industry. This is about allowing the sending of a message just to make sure that, you know, you as a consumer can trust what you're seeing, can trust what you're reading.
No, I appreciate you, and
yeah,
I appreciate
your
passion, but it just feels like another law that's not going to be enforced. What's the point?
Well, the point is to make sure that people don't do that bad thing. It's almost a good thing if it's not being enforced, isn't it? Isn't that kind of the point? If everyone does the right thing, then you're good to go. But
well,
if you don't have the laws, people aren't going to, they're not going to know what rules to abide by.
We have a lot of people stealing cars in this state, and we're not putting them behind bars. So I don't know what this internet thing that you're suggesting is going to do.
Not all of them, but we do. But we do, and we have programs. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I appreciate your passion.
Yeah, man.
I think we should get on the same team, and we should come up with a law, and we'll help you push it through.
Nice.
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. All right. We're going to team up. Josh, thank you for coming on.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Josh Elliott out of the 88th District.
Yay.
I love his passion.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of energy.
Definitely down for it.
Yeah. Sounds like he's down for it.
Good. I do hate the folks who dress
I was trying to think of, like, businesses on the internet that I you know, see that have fake testimonials. Yeah. I can't think of any.
Nothing comes to mind.
It's pretty easy to get real testimonies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you give somebody something for free. Like, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Right. This is awesome.
It was great.
Thank God I didn't pay for it.
Dave and Nugatuck.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
There's a bill already in the state legislature for that left lane stuff that you were talking about, which
yes.
I think is a kind of a good thing. But they're also trying to sneak in a helmet law in that bill, but they're not calling it a helmet law.
Oh, what?
What do you call it, noggin law?
Yes, exactly. So if you go on the Connecticut Republican site, you can see it. And they're trying to sneak in a helmet law along with that left lane violation law.
All right, hold on. I got to talk to our buddy, the DOT commissioner, because he came on.
Yeah.
He said we were kind of the inspiration for this left lane law.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're trying to sneak other stuff in, as usual.
It always happens.
Really aggravating.
Aggravating.
Yep.
I'm going to law against legislators sneaking things in.
I like that. That works for me.
Yeah, there
let's
you go.
Let's start with that one.
One bill per bill.
Right.
One item per bill, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. A la carte.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I just needed to let you guys know, because I know you would definitely get the word out there.
I'm going
to
ask him about that, because that's horrible. I remember the last time they tried to get a helmet law passed in Connecticut. I was just a kid. But it was the bikers came together.
Yeah.
They're a strong, they're a big voting bloc, by the way.
I was on that ride.
Nice.
I was on that ride.
So you ain't young.
Right?
Yes, I was young, but I was there.
You were young then.
Right.
Not now.
Yeah. Not now.
No.
All right, gotcha. There was like a zillion stickers in this state. Yeah. Helmet laws suck.
Oh, yeah. I still see them.
Andre Wilkett.
Chaz, I'm with you with the whole, you know, there's a lot of other more important things going on than some of these reps coming up with these, you know, bogus bills and laws they're trying to pass. And the juvenile car theft is a big one. The bills in Eversource is another one. I just don't understand, you know, why don't some of these reps, you know, put that energy and time into, you know, trying to improve things that actually matter in Connecticut. It's just mind-blowing.
I know.
I'm not trying to discredit the guy's work. I'm sure he works hard, but at the same time, let's put the energy towards things that matter. I mean, from the other day, I just read we are officially number one in the country for electricity costs now.
Not over Hawaii.
Yeah, no.
So continental U.S.
Yeah.
Well, okay, even so, but from what I read, it might have just changed. We were literally one or number two still sucks, though.
We got to make a list and prioritize.
Yeah, one or two sucks.
Got to prioritize stuff.
Yeah, no, I know. And they say, well, we can multitask. It's like, no, it's pretty obvious you can't.
No, stick to one thing first.
Like, if you got all the good stuff right, I would agree with you. You could probably multitask.
Eat the meat first. And then
eat the meat!
Recently, with the balloons, they were trying to pass a law.
Mylar balloons,
I thought I was still asleep. I was like, what the hell is this?
Right.
Talking about balloons popping in the woods. Like, this state is on another level. It's insanity here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I hear clicking in the background.
He's been trying to make a left turn for like 30 seconds.
He's eating pistachios.
We're going to hear honking in a minute.
All right. So, how did the date go? We sent Emily out to have a first date with Brendan the Milkman.
Yes.
Brendan the Milkman. It was my first blind date. I've never been on one of those before.
Wow.
Him and I have never talked up until now. Vince did all the coordinating to protect my safety, I guess, in case he was an axe murderer.
Right.
an axe murderer and milkman.
Right. Milkman.
It sounds like a good horror movie that Ruth would watch.
Yeah, Milkman sounds better than axe murderer. 100%. So you go something nice like that, or Ice Cream Man.
The axe murderer and milkman.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah.
A lot of M's there.
You know, like I'm busy that night. Thank you. Appreciate that.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Chaperone Vince Barry on the phone now. Good morning.
Chaperone, yes. How are you guys?
Hello, Sheppy.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Sheppy.
So Vince was off in the corner observing.
We may be a voyeur.
He wasn't very hidden.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if you've been to Barcelona, you know the bar has a mirror up above it that's like the length of the side of the whole bar. So he could just watch in the mirror. I'd look to my left.
So he was watching
there.
You from the mirror.
Yeah, he was just to our left.
Most folks find that kind of creepy.
Like a creeper.
Right, look at that. That guy's watching us.
Where's Barcelona?
In West Hartford. Oh, we went to that one. Yeah.
Oh, sounds nice.
Did Brendan pick that?
Yeah, I guess I was just told that's the spot, and I was down for that.
That's the spot.
Yeah. Vince, did Brendan pick that?
Oh, yeah, that was Brendan's pick for sure. Okay,
cool. Was that a good pick?
That was a good pick. I love Spanish
food.
Yeah,
that's a nice pick.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good first date idea.
Nice.
Because there's a lot of different food options you can go through.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, nice.
Kids menu in case you want some dinosaurs and chicken.
What?
It's still a kid's menu in case you want some dinosaur chicken.
No, you're like not allowed to bring kids there.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Can.
Oh, AJ loves this restaurant even more.
Nice.
Like, don't bring kids.
You're right. I'm there.
All right, Vince, let's go through some of your observations. First, we'll start with the audio from the video you made.
Find somebody that loves you as much as Emily loves bread. I've never seen somebody get so energized by a loaf of bread in my life. She was in a good mood earlier, and then the bread came out, and now she's in, like, the best mood ever.
food gives you energy,
man. Look, they have fresh bread, I can tell, and they give you the olive oil to dunk it in.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right there.
I'm Italian. I'm happy.
In that 11-second video, you stuck like 5 pieces of bread in your mouth.
Nice.
Like, I couldn't believe how you looked like a bird in a park.
She was
while talking. She was still answering questions.
You did not let the bread get in the way.
She was actually filling her cheeks like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll chew and talk. He's a milkman.
Later on, she pushed all out of her face. Later,
she was pushing that food in.
I was hungry. I only had breakfast, and then I didn't eat till 4.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a nice fresh bread in the oil.
Let's put it there. There was more than one bread video. That's how much bread was consumed.
All you need now is that
two pieces, but I break it up in little bird bites.
I got to take Emily, I'm looking at your plate. There's more than two pieces.
All right. Call the bread, please.
I got the mirrored video here by Vince at the bar.
Barcelona's got good bread.
They do have good bread.
There's an endorsement right there.
So any other observations, Vince? Did you detect good chemistry between them?
So, yeah, I was talking with Emily about this. Like, after the date happened, he reminded me of a guy that she used to date, but, like, the non-crappy version of that.
Improved. Okay.
Wow. The non-crappy version of a guy
like
you
a
used to date.
Like a more responsible version.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How this one should have been. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I totally missed that, too. I looked at his eyes again. I was like, whoa, I see him.
Dude.
Oh, really?
He's in there.
Like, oh, no, it's
Are
fine.
You okay in there?
Yeah.
But, no, I thought it went well. She's, you know, she definitely likes hardworking, you know, not, I don't want to say necessarily blue collar guys, but guys that aren't afraid to like get their hands dirty and really like, you know,
based in reality.
Exactly. And I thought he was that kind of real down to earth guy. And it seemed like they had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. Good conversation. I never felt like there were lulls or like, oh, no, like he's talking forever. I'm going
to the long answer
keep
guy.
Stuffing bread in my face.
You don't want long answer guy
right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, just keep bringing food.
Dominating the conversation.
Yeah, or he just like talks about himself or talks over you. And then you just like, okay, I'll just sit here.
Right, you talk, I'll eat.
Go ahead. I got bread to keep me busy.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start talking to the crust.
I had this really good date and yeah, not a really good date, but it was a very hot person.
Yeah, Jennifer's the best.
Very good person.
Shut up.
And we go out to dinner, and she wouldn't stop talking.
Oh.
And by the time the end of the date, like, we could have went somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know.
You were exhausted.
You were just tired.
I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to go.
I don't want to hear your voice anymore.
I don't want to hear your voice anymore. Yeah. I need quiet.
Right.
I need some pauses.
Mm-hmm. Eat the bread.
Right, there's a back and forth. Yeah, they seem to have a good like rapport, man. Like, just from an outside observer, like, you know, if they were standing, they were kind of sitting back a little bit at the beginning of the meal, and then by the end of the meal, they were more leaning towards the middle of the table.
Oh, that's a good observation. That's pretty positive.
They're going for the same slice of bread. That's why.
The bread was far away.
That's what it was. It was the bread.
Got to share that tiramisu.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting full too, so my belly was just making me fall over. We ordered one of the tapas. We ordered them. I wanted to order more. I was like, we kept one menu. She's like, just in case. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to look at that again. Right. I didn't because I saved room for dessert.
Yes.
But one of the tapas I got was meatballs. Mm. I think I let him have one and I was like, I should have had the other.
I need that meatball back.
He got the chorizo and figs. That was really good. I chorizo wish I ate figs. More of that.
Interesting.
That was really good. Oh yeah. So good. Love that combo.
Imagine the fig part.
Yeah, sure. A little far off from dinosaur nuggets, right, AJ?
Yeah. Can you tell us what color shirt he was wearing?
He was wearing a lumberjack flannel, Mr. Bounty paper towel man.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
I was just wondering if you even saw his shirt.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm so obsessed with the food.
Yeah. He looks like the brawny dude, yeah.
He looks pretty presentable, though.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate for the time of year.
Yeah. I think he trimmed his beard, he said.
Nice.
He's like got the longer romance novel hair, so he put it back.
He does.
Little man pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the fun hair to ride a roller coaster with.
Yeah, exactly.
Beg pardon?
All right, Vince, anything else?
You know, I'm rooting for this guy. I don't know what, you know, that's a blind date. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in the next break.
Yeah.
I thought that he put out the best effort that a guy could put out. He came in, he was polite, he was cleaned up, he gave her a gift, he was engaging in the conversation.
Oh, wow.
A gift?
Get you a gift.
Is that too much?
No.
For date one?
I think a gift is a good idea.
No way.
A pair of earrings?
Bring me things for my dowry.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But how do you know, how does a guy know what a girl likes in jewelry?
Well, that's where you got to guess. Or either he's not much on social media, which is fine, but if guys are, do a little spying. Like, that's when you can be creepy and figure out the girl. What does she like? Is she a flower girl? Does she like books? Does she have a pet?
Needs a new Subaru.
Yeah. Need a new car. Pay for her apartment. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Vince, anything else? Because we're going to get the milkman on the phone.
Yeah, man. I know Emily just on a personal level. I know her for a couple of years. I know that she's kind of had her ups and downs with the dating thing. And, you know, regardless of what happens with Brenda.
Okay.
So, no.
All right, so no. We sent Emily out on a date with tribe member Brendan the Milkman, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, morning, everybody. How's
morning.
It going?
Morning.
Hey, Milk Daddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Milk Daddy.
Who's your Milk Daddy? Who's my Milk Daddy? What does he do?
Funny. I don't drink milk.
Hey, Electos.
I'll give you a quick rundown. This is a story I told Emily while we were at dinner. I was on the dating apps, and a couple months ago, this lady hit me up, and she sent me a message, and she's like, oh, hey, aren't you just the cutest milkman? And so I took a screenshot, and I sent it to my work chat. I'm like, guys, help me. And so my coworker, Kathy, she goes, oh, Brendan's the milk daddy. The name just stuck.
Oops.
So, yeah.
Milk daddy.
Well, there are worse names out there.
That's it. That's your name now.
There are.
Milk Daddy.
That's it. When you call in now, it's right. Milk Daddy.
Yep. Isn't that Milk Dud?
Some of my coworkers are listening right now, too. So.
Oh, that's cute.
Shout out to all my fellow milkmen and women
out
there.
The Milk Family.
Right.
The Milk Family.
Milk Fam.
Teats out.
Sounds like you had a good date.
We had a fantastic date, I would say.
How would you rate it on a 10 scale?
Probably a 10. I don't think I could have done anything better. I don't think it could have gone any better. You know, I was, I tried to like intentionally not get my hopes up because dating has not been good for me the past few years. So I kind of just went in with an open mind and we ended up hitting it off.
And Emily, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, it was fun. I was like pleasantly surprised. Again, a blind date. You have no idea what to expect. I was like,
get your gift.
Yeah.
Get your gift.
Yeah, I wasn't
sure. Get your bread.
Yeah. Watch me eat bread, right. You know.
And Vince had, I heard earlier the recording and I think I was more interested in her than I was in the food.
Nice.
Were you surprised at how much food she ate?
I don't know.
Well, when you look at her, she looks like she's a, you know, a yoga freak. Or
has
something,
like a breath of fresh air every morning.
It's like she's thin as a rail.
Right.
So did it come to us as a surprise that she was?
I've seen tulips with more meat on them.
She's eating. She's an eating machine.
I could say I find it an attractive quality because I like to eat food too. I think that's pretty obvious.
Right, yours just kind of hangs out.
Yeah, we're built differently.
Right.
He's got belly for warmth.
Right.
Yeah, I wish I could spread that out a little more, but I carry it all in one spot. It's my spare tire.
Yeah, that's a.
You're not alone, man.
How old are you?
I'm working on it, though. I'm on a diet, you know. I'm cutting bread out of my diet and all that, starting small.
Well, Emily will eat it all for you.
Yeah, she'll take it.
Boy, this is a real symbiotic relationship
this
here.
Is
it's
great.
Working.
Yeah. I will eat that bread for you.
Right.
How old are you?
I'll be 34 at the end of March, the 25th.
Okay. Kids?
One, and it was nice because I got to talk to her about it, and I kind of shared my situation, and I'm very lucky to be in the situation that I'm in. Even though my daughter's mother and I are separated, we still have a really good co-parenting relationship, and her family is also fantastic, and they treat me the same as they did when we were together, and no courts involved or anything like that. We settle everything, you know, in-house, if you want to call it that, and we always talk things out. And I just feel like that's the way it should be.
He calls a court.
Were there any red flags that you heard during the date?
Red flags.
No, I don't think so, which is such a relief because most of the dates I had, I see the red flags right away.
Right. You see or hear something and you're like,
that's not going to work.
Having done a lot of self-healing myself and therapy and AA and all that stuff, I see him right away from like a mile away. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work.
You don't drink?
No, I don't.
Nice.
And you don't drink?
Yeah, no. So that was nice. I was like, cool. You know?
Holy crap.
Because I had been on a date in the fall where I didn't drink in this guy. I felt like he kind of pressured me. He was like, no. And I was, you know, I just fawned immediately.
Chug,
and I was
chug.
Like, oh, yes, sir.
Right, yeah.
So I drank and regretted it. And I was like, that was icky. Ew.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You're 32. Let a man tell you what to do. What?
Right.
Yeah.
It's never cool to pressure someone into stuff like that.
Yeah.
Write this down. Don't.
This guy sounds great.
Right.
Any red flags, Em?
No, I don't think so. His red shirt. Hello, bounty man.
Yeah.
No, I love a flannel.
Brawny.
Love a flannel.
The brawny guy.
Yeah, the brawny guy.
Yeah.
Love a flannel. No, I don't think red flags for me. Like, I need one thing that I need to suss you out in a few weeks, multiple dates. I got to put you through an obstacle course.
You need to be sussed out, milkman.
Right.
You know,
all right, milk daddy. She needs to suss out the milk daddy.
Right. First, we need to
and a sample these milks. No,
yeah.
Yeah, because anyone could fake it through a first date.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, I think you, Emily, are pretty, your gut.
Yeah,
you,
I can pick up on
I think
things.
You could pick a person out. No matter how hard or good they're faking it.
Yes.
Because you won't make excuses for them. You won't let it slide. You'll be like, oh, no, hold on.
Yeah.
What'd you just say and what does that mean?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a second date?
I don't know.
She's thinking Italian.
Milkman's got to text me,
Daddy hasn't asked yet?
No, I think so.
We made plans. I thought we made plans for Sunday.
Oh, yeah. After I work. We're going to take my dog to the park.
Oh.
Because I hang out with my dog after I work.
Gotcha. So.
Solid.
Yeah.
Nice.
He'll meet my dog. We'll see how he is with my dog.
Right.
Oh, see if the dog.
Yeah, see if the dog likes him. If Tony doesn't like him, bye.
That's the chew test.
Pass the vibe check with the dog.
The dog test. Right.
Spray yourself with like milk bone scent or something. Peanut butter.
Meat scent.
Like peanut butter on his balls.
Oh, no.
Don't like him that much.
Well, then, actually, please don't.
Why would he need you?
Don't come into my space.
That's too weird for me.
I'm taking the dog out from now on.
Yeah, see, now if Milk Daddy said, oh, yeah, it's on there right now, that would be a red flag.
Yes, it would. Bye. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
All right, second date. Good. All right, well, keep us posted. This sounded great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Em, what would you give it on a 10 scale?
Oh, geez, a 10? I don't know.
For you to say a 10, that's
scale,
good, because you're not
I'll
a 10
say,
giver.
I'll say an 8.
You can call it a unique
experience. I'll say an 8, because I don't give any date a 10, because I feel like I haven't been on the best one yet. I don't know.
That's still very good.
Yes.
Here's the deal with him, which is very rare now, is that he did, you know, he got himself prepared.
Yeah.
got himself looking right, wore a clean shirt,
yep,
got a gift,
everything,
picked a good restaurant. These are skills that men need to have, and we seem to be losing that.
Yeah.
As a species.
I went out and I bought a whole new outfit.
See? Yeah. That's when you know you're taking it seriously.
Well, I'm curious. What's the second date?
Yeah. Very good.
Nice.
You know, you kind of sense, you know, we were talking to one TV reporter years ago, and she went out on a date with someone who showed up in sweatpants, walk her to the car.
Yeah.
Rude
dude.
Come on now.
Listen to how mad Milk Daddy is now. Come on, man.
Listen, I don't ever get dates like this. This was like a one-off for me, and I'm so glad I took the opportunity to call. And, like, that's why I put all the effort in. And, you know, I'm not out here just to chase women. I'm looking for, like, my forever. So I'm serious about it, you know?
Now we're going
to
milk it here.
Everybody say, aw.
Aw. You had me at hello.
All right, Milk Daddy. Get back to work. And,
All right, boys.
Sounds great. Thank good job so on the air, and good luck.
Good luck Sunday.
All right. I'll talk to you boys later.
All right.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.